却曾所见所能，上求八度当年下世大概觉觉见闻所能见，罗罗偏生上界如不忍说僧界，却曾所见所能，上求八度当年下世大概觉觉见闻所能见，罗罗偏生上界如不忍说。我那是马上那给他当年被升级当年听到，坐在那面不想他们做被升级的恐怖人不是今年脱不了下过，对脱不了下位切到，但被确认不是十年前被各种相聚的升级，这些升级功能升不了行。
Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation, seeking complete enlightenment.For the sake of liberating infinite kind mother sentient beings, and with that kind of bodhicitta motivation, we should all participate in this teaching.
Honest. That, what is the same law? Karasa Urta? Diva Megivi, that's what I just saw.当俺们学习个，当然没做上的先辈个，俺们学习个都话，每个连忙不停，慢慢杀你，来不及当当兵个有的是。他现在了，都话每个连三代人来不得呢，小什么没他缺不是。所以说他，你嘛，我了呢，每个连杀我都怕买不着呀，当，当你当当你怕出界个，每个连杀呀得怕出界呀，等当当俺说个，那就是你学过有的是。
What I want to say is this, that in our past lives that we have accumulated innumerable negative karmic actions without need to make much effort, almost effortlessly, because of ourfamiliarity or our habituation with negativities that we have without need to make much effort accumulated many negativities in our past lives. And it is very important for us to learn about the ways or the practicesWith which we can purify ourselves of those negative karmas. And also we need to learn to stop creating new negativities or negative karmas, because you know, these karmas which we may create and accumulate here and now, they will definitelyrubbing upon ourselves in our future existence or lives. So the point I'm trying to make here is, you know, this, that a lot of our difficult experiences in this life are the ripening results of negative karma that we ourselves did and accumulated in the past.And there are many negativities yet to be ripened, and we need to purify ourselves of those, and therefore we need to receive Dharma education so that we learn about negativities and how to purify them. Related with that, we also need to learn what are the negativities and how we should stop creating new negativities so that we do not have to experience their negative consequences in our future.Lies.
Mm-hmm. So that, Ransu Yeni, Migay Lesaya at the Tavasi Peta, Marie Ransu Yeni, Ranjuli Yepe, Anne, the Chatan, Shedan, Timu Sumshi, D Nanieta, Timu Gwankani, Yin Kundilhani, Anne, Rank Migay Lesaya, Ranjuli Yemen Gwang Samaris.
And if we wonder, you know, how we.Find ourselves doing negativities or accumulating negativities, then we should understand that what makes us do negative things and accumulate negative karmas is because of the deluded states of mind that we have inside us.
Mm.
And there are, there are many forms of delusion, but there are three fundamental delusions that all of us have, and they are ignorance, which undergirds all other forms of delusions, attachment, and anger and hatred. So these delusions instigate us, motivate us, or they function as underlying mechanisms and motivating factors, and so enable us to engage in negativities. And so this is what we need to understand. So we need to purify ourselves of delusions and negativities.
Rana magawa te shinkin dre yudu zan ta zhulu dala mi ni na tela jine kongru shi kongru gande le nga rasa taga na yi ta parme senki dhaya mahin pe nyeya mahin pe ta pe parme senki zhulu mi ni ane ta marik pati ta di marik pati ane ta tukdun rog nga ware chetsa marik pi paribati en marik pi wangke ane parme senki la ten ta le sandu sigure se testo da range me ge sa sa ge jinda be ge da ta nyi ta pamasun de sumbo de la ne de che ke de musun ko mi ne ne le ting ma sa ge des.
In other words, what are the processes involved in our experience of different forms of delusion, particularly ignorance, attachment, and anger, and then find ourselves creating and accumulating negative actions or karmas. You know, we have to understand that we experience different forms of delusion in relation to other sentient beings. So sentient beings are, in other words, the objects of reference. It is in relation to them, in reference to them, that we experience delusions and then we create negative karmic actions. Let me explain this a little more here. That, you know, in relation to sentient beings of people, we regard and consider as dear and near ones, our friends, relatives, and people we feel close to. We experience attachment in relation to them. And so under the influence of attachment or being motivated by attachment in many cases that we create, you know, karmic actions, a lot of karmic actions in relation to them. And then there are sentient beings or people who we don't like. Maybe they don't like us. So we might see them as our enemies or those who are not our friends, but who really cause troubles to us. And it is in relation to them that we experience anger and hatred. And under the influence of anger and hatred that we create a lot of negativities in relation to beings called enemies. Now there are beings who are neither our enemies nor our friends, so we might see them as strangers, but then we experience indifferent attitude towards them, and so create more likely what we call neutral karmic actions. So now as you can see that sentient beings constitute the basis for our performance of actions, or they are the objects of reference for our actions. And so it is in relation to sentient beings, as we classify them into different types, friends, enemies, and strangers, that we experience attachment, anger, and ignorance, and then we indulge in different forms of karmic actions.
So, no, so it's a thought. Maranzo, thought. Dega shia karasana, data nye ta pamasun, dani pamasun, chavi chavata, ani dawata, ne timu, timu siagata, timu fasetviagata, shavata dang, maranzo, thought, dugu, this.
So now what is our job or responsibility as those who have taken interest in spirituality or spiritual development, Dharma? It is our responsibility and a job to look within our own mind and work with our mind so that we are able to overcome different deluded attitudes that we have towards sentient beings, so that we're able to overcome our attachment to friends and relatives, overcome our anger and hatred towards enemies, overcome our indifferent attitude towards strangers, so that we're able to see them, on an equal footing and treat them equally.
So that is any tangyum gom jeyers gom jidi tangyum gom gures tangyum se da da tangyi ta pama sumbo te tele mi ni ani ti ka panyam ba san tang gures.
And there is a very specific meditation called cultivating sense of equanimity or balanced state of mind in Tibetan called tangyum. Means you have an even-mindedness, a balanced state of mind, or equanimity. So there's a particular meditation that we can do so that we're able to see all sentient beings as being equal, and so from that point of view, we treat them equally. So if you're wondering how can we see all beings as being equal and treat them equal, well, there are many ways to train our mind to be able to see all beings as being equal. For example, when we look at our life experiences here and now, that relationships are not fixed. They are very dynamic and they keep on changing. Someone or those who we saw as our enemies have now become friends, and those who we see as our friends may become enemies, and or strangers become friends and enemies, and all these things, changes are happening in our this very lifetime, and we experience them and we witness them. So what I just mentioned is something that we ourselves can observe and witness happening in our life and in society, right? How strangers can become friends and enemies, how enemies could become friends or strangers, or friends can become enemies and strangers, and all these changes are not something mysterious. This is what we can observe in our community and society. But then if you consider the same issue from Dharma point of view, I think there's a deeper, insight we can gain into this.
So
when we look at the same issue from spiritual point of view, then a deeper dimension can be seen. That is to say that when we change our rebirth, right, once this life comes to an end and we take a new form, a new life, we may not remember our experiences from the past or our relationships that we built with each other in the past, but as the rebirth, you know, happen and we take new forms, then new relationships are formed as well. So the point I'm trying to make here is, you know, it is very possible that someone who we see as our enemy here, but in our next life, this person could easily become one of our parents or one of our close friends or relatives. That is very possible as we change our life forms and as we take new rebirth. And for the same reason that someone who we consider as our dearest and nearest in this life, you know, our friend number one, but in our next life, this person could easily become our enemy number one or stranger number one. And that is very possible as well as we take new forms and new life. I think even, you know, we don't have to look over lifetimes. That's rather difficult to conceptualize and think about. But thinking about this life, just trying to go back to the moment when we were born from the womb of our mother, right, when we were delivered by our mother, at least that moment, we didn't have friends or enemies or strangers, did we? We didn't form any relationship with anybody.
So that time?
So as an infant, we didn't have a sense of, you know, friendship or sense of companionship or like, how do you say, you know, if there's such thing as enemyship or strangership, that kind of relationship didn't exist. You know, we didn't have idea. We didn't have, senses developed then to form all these relationships and these, perceptions. But then as we grew, our state of mind started to become more, complex in some sense, but also more grosser. And then now we started to develop this discriminative sense of like friends and enemies and strangers. So when that kind of, perceptions arose, then we started to see, you know, people in different ways, friends, relatives, friends, enemies, and strangers, and then we treated them differently.
So that rank is same ane dani pamasum ta pe ti karsurta so nyamba ki tamyum te goen ki chimu chagru tamyum magon tamyum de rangil yakun machine ane rangil ane ta senkela mi be shamba chimba ta ni chimba shi at ne.
So it is really very important and essential for us at first to train our mind to develop sense of equanimity or see all beings as being equal and learn to treat them equally. And so there's, as I said, special meditation called cultivating a balanced state of mind or sense of equanimity here, where we try to see all beings as being equal in all different, in different respects. And so that is a very, in some sense, a foundational practice without sense of equanimity, it is impossible to cultivate great love, mahametri, great compassion, mahakaruna, and altruism or bodhicitta to and for other sentient beings. There is a state of mind which is extremely precious and valuable, called altruistic mind of enlightenment, or bodhisattva's attitude, or bodhicitta, Changzhu the same in Tibetan. And it is essential for us to cultivate altruism or bodhicitta in order to become a complete enlightened being or Buddha. There is no other way around that. But in order to experience altruism or bodhicitta, it is essential for us in the beginning to cultivate sense of equanimity, with regard to all beings. So in order to cultivate altruism or bodhicitta, there's a whole mental processes that we have to go through or cultivate, and often we talk about what is called processes that involve six different steps and then one outcome. So we go through those seven, if you will, processes to be able to experience bodhicitta. So where it all begins is, at the beginning we need to cultivate a balanced state of mind or sense of equanimity with regard to all beings. Cultivating sense of equanimity is like preparing the foundation or the groundwork for developing other attitudes of bodhisattva or Mahayana just consider this. If we see all beings as being equal, from our side, we're not talking from the side of the sentient beings. There could be differences, but from our subjective point of view, if we regard all of them as being equal, now that means we won't have a biased attitudes towards sentient beings. So if we don't have biased attitudes, then we're not going to treat them differently, or we're not going to discriminate one against the other, and we are going to treat them same. So if we don't, if we are not biased towards sentient beings, and so we are not going to create a lot of negativity, negative karmic actions, and if we don't do negative karmic actions, then we don't have to worry about experiencing the negative outcomes or the results of negative karmas.
Grand South America, 你们是你吃香油了吧？
啊，
现在这算是你等待这个，那不对你去解决问题是。
So cultivating sense of equanimity or balanced state of mind called tangyam is preparing the groundwork or the foundation for cultivating altruism or bodhicitta. So that is like a, in a sense, like a preparatory work we need to do. And then maybe the step number one or the process number one where we usually count is recognizing all beings as having been once kind mothers. And I think this is especially relevant to remember. Today is, Happy Mother's Day from American, tradition point of view. And I thought it would be nice maybe to spend a little bit of time talking about, these processes which involve recognizing others as being one's mothers to cultivate bodhicitta.
Water tanya tu mara was. Kerana tu, mampu cikgu aman kiri kiri aman ni masih dicari ni cik water ni dah tahu sih. Ngamper dah bersedia. Tapi aman ni masih cahaya. Tapi mara was ni. Kau tu tujuh jira was.
Nice. I think the significance of Mother's Day is much more than simply making a small gift to mom today or just bring them, treat them or invite them to a party. Well, I mean that is not in some sense not very very important thing to do, So the significance of the day is beyond just making a little gift or throwing some party for your mom.
Okay, chiki kardeşim. Ta rang mati ini rang kandis cium ini kerjing cium bukandis ini negatif. Tapi tempat saya juga restri.
But I think what's more important is this is the day we need to remember the great kindnesses of our mothers. What she has been through to bring us into this world and to take care of us. So remembering that kindnesses and feeling gratitude. For all her, sacrifices and kindnesses. I mean, we can keep aside the spiritual significance of the role of the mom in our life, but just even thinking in a very conventional and worldly, ordinary way, mom has done so much. For us, from the day one, if you think we conceived in the womb, and she kept, and she provided us so much, in a sense, material support to be able to survive, to be able to enjoy this life.
So that then the Sanjay Kamdeen Deva that donor cut now you this, ani deva then. Debate choose to watch Chagas, Tavanay, Mate, Rangel, and Takadi, the Tawade, Kadi Songak, Songhink, Tawade, Chayate, Pindus, Nangers, Tavan Hondo, Mother Sheva, Tang, and Tang Song Pelas, Lucini, the Pedinji Zan Song, and Tang it under Huins.
In the Buddhist literature, Shakyamuni Buddha, a historical teacher, has used the mom's image of kindness and sacrifices to explain many different aspects of spirituality or Dharma. For example, he said in a sutra, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, he said, "Mother to a child is just like a faith to spiritual insight." And in order for us to have spiritual development, faith or tapa in Tibetan, or trust in some cases, is very essential. It is like the source of spirituality. In the same way, mother is the source of life. Without mom, there is no life. you know, to come about.
That news is that only the among the people paid to give is. The carriers, na, when the rain, the most talk, that same day, that little thing, one time, you know, that little thing, one time, that boy, you know, rain, that just a little thing, that mother, that woman, that. Nenek baca setak tak cahaya lor. Tambo ko susu mesti siawan di ngon susan baca. Ta ame ni tak penuh nol cuyur baca cuyur baca ni.
So thinking about just this life, we are not talking about many lifetimes before or many type of lifetimes, you know, after this. Just thinking about this very life, where it all began in the womb of mother. So our first original home and residence and the place, you know, to start our life is mom's womb. So therefore mom is so important right from the very beginning.
Amazing tune, tenant zone, the Amaz Sunki Shopney, around Sunki Shopatan, by round to any Messia, Zandum Dryata, Penandawa Gordanita, and the Sosizubol in Yar, the name of Tony and Pay, the Miriam Jashi Sunni. That's also Miriam Muni Puni, Timmy Choka Kandiki, and so any Guni Puni, Namcha the Dempage, Unity, any Amejashi Sunni Shumarbas.
So when we were in the womb of the mother, I mean, she had to take so much care of us. She nurtured us in her womb, you know, being very careful with everything she did so that she didn't want to hurt the baby inside in her womb. And then after she delivered us, that was not the end of everything. Then, I mean, she has to still, I mean, to make so much sacrifices and care for us and nurture us until up to the point where, you know, we become a young man and woman, you know, where we are capable of taking ourselves. And at that point, at least mom did everything she could possibly to take care of us. So just as mother is the source of our life, is the founder of our life, not only that the founder of life, but she also nourished our life, you know, all the way through until we are able to take care of ourselves. So that image of the mother is used to explain the importance of the role of faith in our spiritual development or growth, that faith is also the source of spirituality. And not only that, faith, you know, enables us to experience spirituality and spiritual growth, but it also nurtures our spirituality on the way. And faith, I mean, it stands by us all the way until we also experience many great outcomes of spirituality. So this is the same with the mother. She started, you know, she was there when our life began, and she nurtured us all the way through in between. And even when we become old enough to take care of ourselves, our life goes on, mom always stood, you know, stands by us.
So Santa, me Sanjay Kamdendiji, Antinanta, she would have some look any rank, mother, cutting chamber, Devanay, Deva, any church and just saw around Kut to Rangula, Yundi Shebak, Yundi Sheb, saw him, but in Nayig, any rank of Martin, and they run any pocketing chamber in those in San Pongo, just never do take cutting the chamber.
So our historical teacher Shakyamuni Buddha and also many great lineage masters of the past and present emphasize the importance and mothers in our lives, and they have used the metaphor, mother as a metaphor, to explain some of the most important spiritual qualities, particularly faith. You know, just as without mom they cannot be alive, without faith there cannot be spirituality. And so it's important for us to remember, especially on this particular day, the great kindnesses of our mothers.
So that, that, I think you have some good. That, I'm not going to give, since you commit and that they can be mentioned. So, 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 rar aburang ke kwe tis chene suri yang tu sini nyar rombi samten tani sang kongi mangpun tu wati ti norres.
I think you know, some people entertain this kind of thought, like, you know, they're really not even in the least grateful to their mom and dad or parents, because they feel like, you know, they're the ones who have taken care of themselves, you know, completely, and so they don't see the mom in the whole picture at all. I think that's wrong.
Sometimes. Any Pame any Rang Yabo in your chair to sick Chapotan sick, that Zubutin day, and your tongue, you know, they get Zubutan, they get tongue, and run a pimpish tongue, your mother, never
so at times, maybe, you know, parents, you know, they get tough with their love with us kids, and they might even be verbally, tough with us. You know, they scold us or admonish us, and these things might irritate children. And then, you know, that sometimes you remember one or two of these instances, and then, you know, don't feel any gratitude to one's, you know, mom and dad. But the thing to remember here is that mom and dad always, you know, care for the kids, and even sometimes when they get tough, the underlying motivation is really love and care for the children, and it's not the same as, you know, all kinds of bad things things we say to people we don't like enemies. You know, we could get mad with them and say all kind of nasty things, but that's not the same. The motivation is anger and hatred and no love or care, but the parents may sometimes say things which from children's point of view, like they shouldn't have said such things, but underneath them, it is important to recognize that they care for us.
That the part of man tamalo, taman tamalo pe tiba chagyo mare. That pame nani ta duja singi sing pe suji pujile duja singi tindiye yungu yores. Yungu yore ti ina ti yungu ti ta kande chongre ti kiba chagyo.
But when I say that we need to remember the kindnesses of our parents, especially mother this time, I don't mean to say that all moms treat their children, you know, nicely, or they never, abuse or mistreat their children. I don't mean to say that. Well, there could be some moms, you know, who abuse their children, but then it's important to understand how they end up doing that.
And that's same with common condition. No need to make a pair of same not the navy couple, rank producer, rank it's a church, it's in a chunk, cavalry.
I think almost every mom and dad, when they are, you know, in a sane state of mind, that they're not frustrated, that they're not upset, that their mind is not disturbed, I think they really care for their children. Probably we could say, generalize that to all mom and dad. When they are in a sane state of mind, they do care for their children.
That rangi puju ta, tadil tadil dukcha shengi, tadil muni tuni itri shengi, tadil nimi kamana ki yor, yodu yor, tadil yobade karishun shungra shana, tadil shengi ki, tadil shebi kalu, tadil dukcha shebi kalu, Pamangoni ke semtik tadi tani, nanti ni yang mati, kita shoot yang mati.
But then we do hear about, you know, a few cases here and there where parents have been very abusive with their children. So what happens is that at such time and moments, or in their cases, you see, they have lost their sanity. You know, they become kind of insane. So they're really not, being in a sane state of motherhood and parenthood or dadhood. And when they lose the sanity, when an insane people can do anything. And so when they lost the sanity, then they become abusive.
Yeah. 근데 또 배제 때문에 있어. 왜 가르래서나? 근데 남주인이 미장부 기부된듯이 아니 생기 가리 미예는 그게 유협아. 뭐서 해봐. 뭐서 유협아. 아, 다들 이 미장부 기부지. 아니 다 창업들이 다 우리 가부들이 다 아란들이 통신이 아니 그걸 가지고는 또 그 간주 마주치네니 강가를 배 독자한테 칸 독자라 쉐바 독자한테 아 근데 시에니 그 지금도 왔을 때 전화해서 하고 그러봤어. 그래서 대비자니 민우 남주 양호 그 good behavior 때문에 연기 그때 대두 가르쳐버렸나 아니 라즈니 그런 게 쉐바다 나도 내기야 말이지. 그래서 때문에 참인 거래서.
So the point I'm trying to make here is, you know, when somebody loses the sanity, in this case, you know, parenthood or motherhood or fatherhood, then you see they are become completely delusional. And so under the influence of delusion, they are very abusive, they do all kinds of negativities. And that's very important to realize that they are not themselves, you see. So therefore, they are not much of a mom and dad. They have gone insane in some sense. And let me give an example to illustrate this very point. Let's think of a person, I mean, generally that, you know, it's like everybody loves Raymond kind of thing. You still didn't say that, but you know, they may. So like everybody loves this person, he's very respectful, very gentle, you know, gentleman, and, you know, nice talking with people, very friendly and helpful and all that. But the day he got drunk, you know, completely, or maybe he took the hard liquor or whatever, you know, so, but he's completely drunk, and now that moment in that situation, you can see him doing all kind of nasty things, you know, he's misbehaving like anything, he's saying all the nasty things coming out of his mouth, it's completely gone bizarre. So what's happening? I mean, it's completely contradicting the image of this nice gentleman of everyday life. So everybody loves Raymond kind of thing. Now what happened to this? Now everybody hates this person in some sense. So this is basically, he's not himself. He's under the influence of alcohol, you know. So he's doing all weird stuff. So this is the same thing. When mom and dad kind of lost the sense of sanity, then, you know, they're not themselves. So what can we say about them? They're very abusive. They're delusional.
Sonsa, the chat and he done the Tamuki, Powers in the Mizuta, Shute, Ane, Janju Tonju Litter, Karsegreta, Oka Hotan Digley, Shukil, Sonsa, the chat, the Tamuku, Yoyung, the Sani, Anita, and that rich Hungaris.
It's very important to remember that, you know, the power and the intensity of the delusions, ignorance, attachment, hatred, and anger is like, you know, 1,000 times more than the, you know, the power of, alcohol. So when somebody really completely gets drunk, metaphorically speaking, due to delusions, you know, whether it's attachment or anger, hatred, jealousy, ignorance, whatever, really they are, you know, in a very bad shape and situation, and they have pretty much gone crazy here. So I think it's important for us to learn to appreciate the great kindnesses of our parents, especially mother. And, you know, maybe at times they got tough with us, with their love, and, you know, they said things they shouldn't have said, or they treated us, you know, the way they, you know, they shouldn't have done that. But overall, if we look at the totality of the picture, then we should also understand, as we consider the loving and care motivations, then most of the picture is really a very nice picture. And so we should appreciate their kindnesses and try to look at them, in other words, from a positive perspective.
Mm-hmm.
from Mahayana Buddhism point of view, from Bodhisattva's, path and practice point of view, every sentient being has become our mother at one point of time. So in that regard, as we often say, all sentient beings have been our mothers. There is not a single sentient being we can point at and say, you never became my mom. Well, we might wonder, how could that be possible? How can I see, mosquitoes as having been my mothers, or little insects or ants as having, that makes no sense. If we think that way, what basically happening here is we are limiting ourselves to, this life only. So if we can't think of life before and life after, just only this is it, yes, then it is really hard, it is almost impossible to see all beings as having been our mothers. But if we can see that there have been many lives before and there will be many lives after, and so over this many lifespans perspective, then we can understand how as our lives and forms change, so different beings have become our mothers.
So shewa mangu jubu so ta shewa ndil su su lutin kan dik yin ne ta wa tin yin ya ne pam yu amar bas.
So as I was mentioning to you before, that as we change our life, we also take different forms, so we cannot expect to be human all the time, just that we are human now. Well, next life we don't know who we will be. So it's not going to be like human and human and human, or whatever this other animal or you can think of. As I was saying, rebirths change. After each rebirth, different life and different forms could come up. So if everything is fixed and nothing can change, then it's going to be really very absurd that those who have been drowned, if you will, in a suffering, they will never see the light of freedom at all. Because that means they will continue life after life at the same way. And whereas that is not not the way it is.
So it's a thing around to show us on it on and it show us on it all and they do carry on going to some social elements.
So what really determines what form of life, what form of rebirth that we have now or we will have in the future is all based upon what kind of karmic actions that we ourselves create and accumulate.
Ale senje thamje senje thamje rang ma she ma nyu ma ba yusane ma she re gin de rang ani tkadin che mo yimba tsin di ma na gi ti yimba da sa nong na pat tang.
So from Bodhisattva's path and practice point of view, Mahayana's point of view, we look at all sentient beings as having been our kind mothers, just as the mother of this life has gone through so much difficulties and made so much sacrifices out of love and care for us. In the same way, in other life forms, our mothers of those lifetimes did exactly the same thing. So we need to remember, we need to think about that and remember their kindnesses.
Mm. That Sanjay Thamji Ranga Mashemanyo, maybe in San, the next Santana, and then Sanjay Thamji Ranga, that never see it, Lutang Adan Yichigoni, that never see it, some Ateke to the shepherds.
So theoretically, if we are able to consider that all beings have been our kind mothers, they have done so much for us, then we can also say that we cannot do anything to hurt them, either physically, verbally, and mentally. How could we hurt the people or the mothers who have been so kind to us? That makes no sense. So as we remember the kindnesses of mother sentient beings, Now from our side, we need to think of how can we best repay their kindnesses. So as I said that, you know, we may buy gifts for them, or we may treat them, or we may, you know, throw a party for them. But that's a very small and insignificant way of repaying their kindness. You know, I don't think like that would even repay the kindness of, you know, the kindness the mother has rendered to us even one day. Think about the time where we need complete protection from mom. And even for 1 hour of that protection, I don't think the little gift and the treat we give to mom would really, I should say, repay that much kindness of mom's.
That thing and they could cover it is scared. I'm not saying you need to look at some hot holes. Same, and the book with some of the bunga and me to Jindani. Book with social condition with some other. I'm not saying you need to look at hot holes.
So how much love and how much care mom has for kids, I think the moms know best. Somebody like me cannot tell you that because I'm not a mother in this life. But somebody among you and others who are mothers, I mean, you know very well, you know, what it means to be mom and how much really worry, concern, care, love that you carry in your everyday life for your children. So the best way to repay the kindness of our mothers is, you know, through cultivating spirituality. Because after all, when we really look deep into the matter, what do our moms really want us to do for them? Well, they want to be free from suffering. They don't want any kind of problems in their life. And they want a way out of suffering. And so in order to be able to help them just the way they wish us to help them, so if we practice spirituality, cultivate, as we grow spiritually, then we are able, we become better, you know, in repaying their kindnesses. I always advise, you know, my students that they should feel grateful to their parents, and in whatever ways they can help them whenever they need help, so they should do that. Then I do come across some students who said that, well, they have completely lost, you know, connection with their parents for a long time. So because of that disconnect, they don't know how to really go about, after many, many years, reconnecting with their parents, but I always advise them that it's really important to find a way. Maybe it's very hard to see face-to-face right away after many years of disconnect. Maybe it's the time to send a nice mail explaining the situations, what happened in between, and if whatever they said or things did tick you off, you can say, well, whatever your misunderstanding or misinterpretation at the time, explain yourself and ask for forgiveness and express your appreciation for their help and kindnesses and try to establish first connection first, and then from there slowly, you know, I think you will be able to as the relationships get reestablished and you know, stabilized, then we'll be able to communicate better you know, face to face, and then maybe able to help them if they need your help. So my key point today has been, you know, because of the significance of this particular day, Mother's Day, I've been saying that we should try to remember the great kindnesses of our mothers. First thing about our mothers of this lifetime and what she has been through and all that. And then once we really feel and appreciate that, and now we can think of all other sentient beings who have been our mothers over many lifetimes. Of course, it's impossible to make a claim that all, you know, sentient beings are our mothers of this lifetime. They are not. I mean, that's a fact. You know, how can all sentient beings be mothers of this life? But we said over many lifetimes, as we change our lives and forms, so sentient beings do become our parents. So at such times, they have been equally kind to us as the mother of this lifetime. And so we should appreciate their kindnesses. So when we really think in that way, when we started to kind of feel a sense that all sentient beings are connected to each other and we have connection with them and that kind of relationship, then, you know, we started to appreciate what they have done for us, and so we will be able to stop harming them physically, verbally, and mentally. You know, not doing harming in the sense of not doing anything negative, you know, to in relation to them.
No. That ring tsuki chang shui is that and to see them.
So because of time, I'm going to go and maybe explain one or two sentences from the text.
Oh yeah. That you round it. Randu rang la majis. Randu rang la randu majis. Rang la randu majis. Kusume the card is na. Rang the rang meba zoji amaris kanang yoris.
So going back to the text where we left off last time, we talked about how we should not count the days and the time, how long we have been in practice, but rather we should see to what extent our delusions are on decrease or on decline. That should be the better criteria to judge, you know, our spirituality and our practice. So in connection with that, here the great Adisha goes on to tell us that, you know, we should not,
we should not bring suffering to ourselves.
So when it says, you know, Adisha says, you know, don't, literally says, don't torture yourself, don't indulge in self-torture. That's what literally says, rangdu, you know, rangdu majis. Mm-hmm. The way I translate, don't bring suffering to yourself. Now, are you thinking like, how could anybody be bringing suffering to themselves? Mm-hmm. Are you thinking along that line?
That is, ngarang su takwa tuita de shedi ngaris.
Lama, consider that point. I think in everyday life we are doing things, you know, which amount to, you know, bringing suffering to ourselves.
Karre se na rang ki migi vilesa na rang lape re rang daat karre ta rang ki pranzi ne ane yeh yagar tor अने रंग ये लंदे वैसे वैसे चमलो तार रंग रंग ल दुबटे देवियारिस
We ground ourselves in selfishness or self-centeredness. We cherish ourselves at the cost of others. And so then we find ourselves indulging in all forms of negativities or negative karmic actions. And so these negativities, come back to us or bring sufferings to ourselves. So it is in that regard, in some way we are indulging in self-torture.
So that rang me give less than the nami the rang to me only than that these nami yong go at rang so you can
So when we ourselves create negativities, under the influence of self-cherishing attitude and not caring about others, then these negativities do not bring suffering to others, but this brings ultimately suffering to ourselves. Let me give an example to illustrate my point, how negative karmic action has so many serious implications. Let's say we kill someone, and then what happens is, as the ripening result of that karma, killing someone, is we might find ourselves in hell or in one of the bad migrations. So let's say we suffer there for a long time, and somehow we find another good rebirth due to good karma. But even the impact of negativity sometimes continues in a good form life, that as a human being, we run into many other problems, or our life gets very short. So this is again the impact or the implications from our previous negativity of killing
someone. मैं मेरे जेब तक तो ही ताऊ लोग तेरे शेयर भी ना अन्य राह शिवशिमल तब नमीत में क्यों नहाने अन्य शिवशिमल राह पे उबो चाया था तब ना कि राह क्या ला सोई ना सोई गो मत में तेरे तब चाहिए और इसको ये राह जेब की चाहिए था
The same thing with stealing, taking things which belong to others without their permission. That's the definition of stealing. And what is not given to us, taking what is not given to us but belongs to others. And let's say maybe in this life we do a lot of stealings, and as the ripening results of these karmas, in our next life we find ourselves in a bad state of rebirth. Then after spending a long time suffering there, now let's say we are reborn as a human being, but then we run into problems of poverty. We often become very poor and have basically nothing, or even if we seem to have some success in making wealth, but then somehow we lose them very easily. We couldn't protect them or enjoy them. So all these implications come out of such negativities that we ourselves do.
Lagi tengah naik ane sosial berdata jis ane pernah susu ane ter ane lawan abdul syabi na ti ane dah rang cendel pe damang bumi ada tengah ni kita di kang abdul poy ada tengah kita nami jen jungu aris.
And also if we indulge in adultery, not only in this life, that we will have bad reputations, and but also such negativity will precipitate one's rebirth in the bad migrations in the future.
And then Mitsanga Chama Javasin, Sushing, Kushing, all that thing you hear Yamasi at and Ricky, Chagur, Tesat, and the Samalo, only Ranging him at Tabuchin, Mijin Gokoi, and Nami Meginoni, and it Jindushin Travis and Teneke Yungurus.
And the same thing with lying or cheating, usually, let's say in this life, I mean, lying is a negativity that can throw us into the bad migrations. But even when we come out of that and find a good river, let's say we are a human being, and in this life we are being very honest and everything, but still people don't trust us. You know, everybody says, who said it? Oh, he or she said it. Oh, yeah, okay, he said it. Well, so why is this happening? You know, we are not telling lie. In this life we're being very honest, but the things that impact of the previous lies, you know, it's still carried over here, that even though we are being very honest now, some people are not trusting us.
Honest. That rang in those in the here thing around so that ring the mother's day son satiri. Ta did it. Amazing it see ni theory. Amazing it and Zambulin the shake each other was. The cage of a huge imagine series, the deep tarist.
And so I pretty much focus on the kindness of the mothers today because of Mother's Day here. And the Tibetan word, you know, for mother is Ama. And I think in many languages, the word Ama appears. Seems like a kind of, in some sense, a universal way of referring to mom.
Yeah, mama. Yes, yes. That thing can be said, Kanga shikai chai, the can be said, ko kechema imi taakira was.
So I think the reason why, you know, maybe the similar expression, what of ama or mama or, you know, ma or, you know, exists in many languages, I think shows that importance of the figure of mom and the role of mom.
So that the key chamber career is now, and me luti lani, me luti shiva lani, some mati in the Tangi Huma Kiban, I pet, Ran Petang, when you Tony has some shiny, Yaya, Shonghe, the much has any, the tea in the Tamaluta, Shigich Havaris, Kichambasunsa.
I think maybe why, you know, mothers are considered important is maybe across all the cultures and maybe societies, you know, backgrounds, that everywhere mom is seen as a symbol of, like, you know, love and care and, you know, how much mom really, take care of their children. So that's some sort of a universally recognized and accepted thing.
I hear ama or mama. That's good. That ring around to any amateurly casting him at a mandrake when he sent the tawny that did the tasty and it's a party tongue. Remember the tasty in the three shakes.
I will stop there and I would say, like, you know, today maybe you may have never given so much thought to the kindness of the mothers, although you might have given gifts to your moms or, you know, treating them. But today I would say, you know, maybe you should spend more time thinking about and appreciating the kindness of the mothers, and with that state of mind, then I think it's good to bring gifts and treat your moms. So whether one has any gift to give or not, I think that is not much of an issue or even importance. You know, the thing is that remember and appreciate the kindness of mothers and express your reciprocate her love. I think that's important.
That the three chamber maris the because so you must keep the tango shagunas.
Although we only, I mean, have a day such as this one day for mothers, but I would say, like, in our everyday life, you know, even until we die, so we should really remember the kindness of mothers and appreciate that.
Talk of the thing, you don't say, Mom, that in some that time, that in some gave the palm of the tango yours.
And just, you know, relating to today, you know, every day I remember my, you know, kindness, my mother's, you know, three times a day.
I think I'll come on a kick by this. Not young, but my ring, I'll come on a kick chamber with the train to St. Chris.
So I would also advise you to remember the kindness of your mother in every day. Of course, in my mother is no more kind than your mother, so all mothers have been equally kind. I'm just saying that, you know, I remember the kindness of my mother three times a day, and probably you should do the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That ring answer.
Can teach you again. Come to the set
actually.
Sure, again.
Okay.
Okay, I have, you know, a few announcements and then prayer requests. such announcement. There will be no lumbering teaching on Wednesday, May 17, because Keshala will be teaching in Grass Valley. And next Sunday, May 21st, Keshala will not be teaching here because he will be in Grass Valley teaching there. But Venerable Tenzin Khaja Anala will be teaching next Sunday. So that's my announcement and some prayer request. As we announced last time also, many of you know Lara, who worked at TDL for many years, and her dad passed away, and his name is Rose Brooke. So we want to remember him. And also we want to remember A.M. Rosenthal, a great editor, I think, at the New York Times. I remember, you know, he wrote many pieces on Tibet and Tibetans, and he passed away. I remember him as well in our prayers. And another person, Darren William Thornton, was in an auto accident. So prayers have been requested for all of them. And another announcement on the back of my slip here. Annie said that she left some information in the lobby with regard to U.S. Congressional Gold Medal, for His Holiness. I mean, just the news came out that in the Senate, Dianne Feinstein and another colleague introduced bill for the Senate. I think about 73 senators joint sponsored it to recommend honoring His Holiness the Dalai Lama with U.S. Congressional Gold Medal. This is the highest civilian honor our country gives to anybody who doesn't have to be a citizen of this country but who has done so much for humanity and peace and all that, and which His Holiness is. And I think the bill is being introduced in the Congress where there needs to be two-thirds against support. This is where you come in, and maybe you want to call your Congress to help support this, or maybe you have friends in other states where they could do the same thing. So we need two-thirds of the support in the Congress and Senate so that His Holiness will be honored with this gold medal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ni jawi gino be sebe tinzi shebo tama na shukusi shape temba to tuji gino to dame me nando yongo ta ani kyu dungi ki shobo pomo na kundi shawa na izon dame ruba ta ni tin chi kam nde ta iyen do minti bi gusho ta da hini tuji no ta da me nando yongo shu
ketan sumo chum jina ay shule me gya
ati inda
let us dedicate collective merit for the flourishing of Dharma throughout the universe, for the long life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and all the other great spiritual masters. May they live long and be successful in fulfilling their visions, benefiting sentient beings. May spiritual communities throughout the world and spiritual practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May these and other world environments be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems, and beings find peace, happiness, prosperity, and spirituality. Last but not least, we dedicate our merit for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration and maybe all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
Lara Nyaman De Musi Tungins, and Kuraniki, Albert Strong, it is a Tita. They might be taught under a new unique Tong, it is a Tinzu Trebe. Tinzu Trebe, and it's singing selling the Sitagi. Ani Tanda, any road to come to Shiva Lang and the Anit Shiva Nambatan, Tani, Shiva Zambu, Lambatan, and the Church Shawal, short to us, Pun Jamashis.
And as we just announced the prayer request that Lara was at TDL working for a number of years and her dad passed away recently, and so Rose Brooke Darren William Thornton, A.M. Rosenthal, and others whose names we have not here, we don't have here, but, you know, we want to think about all of them, and we send our thoughts and prayers for them so that their good karmas are activated, and may they achieve good rebirth, and so be able to pursue their spirituality in their next lives. So with that in our mind, let us pray to Arya Avalokiteshvara, the Buddha of Compassion, and recite his six-syllable mantra, sending all our thoughts and prayers for all the names we just announced.
I just want to remind you of the fasting Nyungne retreat in June coming up. We announced that a few times, but the further information is posted on our TDL website. So I would encourage you to visit it, www.tdling.com, and so you will get all the information there. So before I sign off, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you and all across the world.
Oh yeah, Happy Mother's Day. I say true.
Yeah.